Segunda tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces.
Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
Having spent the past 5 summers in the cider mecca that is Taunton, the county capital of Somerset in southwest England, this writer knows a thing or two about drinking one of Britain's favourite alcoholic beverages. Cider's spiritual home is the region of England known as the West Country, a loosely defined area which stretches from around Bristol to Land's End in Cornwall. Enter a pub around there, especially in Somerset, and you'll often find the choice of traditional beers is tiny in comparison to the wide variety of bottled, draft and boxed ciders available. But what exactly is cider? Let's take a look. True cider is made using a very simple process. Firstly, fresh apples are either picked or collected wherever they've landed on the orchard floor. They're next ground down into a pulp. Pressure is applied gradually to the pulp in order to extract every last drop of juice from the original apples. The juice is then fermented over a period of as little as 3 months, and then it's ready to drink. Some producers add extra sugar or apple juice to enhance or change the flavour, while others ferment the apples for a stronger taste. Traditionally, cider is drunk flat, just as apple juice is, although a lot of modern versions are fizzy due to the addition of carbonated water. In Britain, the most famous variety of traditional cider is known as scrumpy, a drink with a cloudy appearance that was originally made with rough or dried-up apples, which gave it a stronger taste than other varieties. It is impossible to say exactly where the first cider came from, although there is some archaeological evidence to suggest that Europeans were making a version as far back as 6500 BC. And even though the UK now has the world's highest percentage of cider consumption, it is believed that the idea of using apples to get drunk was first brought to Britain by the Romans in 5 BC. In fact, up until relatively recently, Normandy in northern France was one of the world's biggest producers of cider. But unfortunately, the destruction caused to orchards by fighting in World War II and a withdrawal of government support for traditional producers in 1956 led to a significant drop in the amount of cider consumption in France. Another major market for this fruity beverage is the United States, with colonists taking the drink across the Atlantic from the West Country in the 17th century. John Adams, the second president of the USA, apparently drank a tankard of cider for breakfast every day, believing it was good for his health. The craft beer explosion which widely increased the number of independent brewers on the market, has had a similar effect on the choice of ciders. There's arguably never been a better time to get into drinking it. But if you're a beginner and you're wondering where to start, then we've got a few must-try specialities. Among the standout contenders to have emerged in recent years are At The Hop, a 5.5% cider made in Hertfordshire by award-winning producer Tom Oliver, and this year's standout drink, Hallett's, a traditionally made drop from Newport in Wales, which won Radio 4's 2016 Best Drinks Producer in the UK award. But if you're looking for something available in Poland, the best place to look is the soon-to-be-gone British retailer Marks & Spencer. With varieties from some of Britain's best producers, such as the oak-matured vintage cider from Sheppey's Cider Farm in Somerset, there really is no better place to try. Somerset in the West Country really is a world apart, with cider drinking being almost a religion in the region. According to legend, local farm workers used to drink as much as 3 gallons, about 11 litres, during a hard day of work in the field. They were often even paid purely in cider, which may explain their enthusiastic consumption.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Having spent the past 5 summers in the cider mecca that is Taunton, the county capital of Somerset in southwest England, this writer knows a thing or two about drinking one of Britain's favourite alcoholic beverages. Cider's spiritual home is the region of England known as the West Country, a loosely defined area which stretches from around Bristol to Land's End in Cornwall. Enter a pub around there, especially in Somerset, and you'll often find the choice of traditional beers is tiny in comparison to the wide variety of bottled, draft and boxed ciders available. But what exactly is cider? Let's take a look. True cider is made using a very simple process. Firstly, fresh apples are either picked or collected wherever they've landed on the orchard floor. They're next ground down into a pulp. Pressure is applied gradually to the pulp in order to extract every last drop of juice from the original apples. The juice is then fermented over a period of as little as 3 months, and then it's ready to drink. Some producers add extra sugar or apple juice to enhance or change the flavour, while others ferment the apples for a stronger taste. Traditionally, cider is drunk flat, just as apple juice is, although a lot of modern versions are fizzy due to the addition of carbonated water. In Britain, the most famous variety of traditional cider is known as scrumpy, a drink with a cloudy appearance that was originally made with rough or dried-up apples, which gave it a stronger taste than other varieties. It is impossible to say exactly where the first cider came from, although there is some archaeological evidence to suggest that Europeans were making a version as far back as 6500 BC. And even though the UK now has the world's highest percentage of cider consumption, it is believed that the idea of using apples to get drunk was first brought to Britain by the Romans in 5 BC. In fact, up until relatively recently, Normandy in northern France was one of the world's biggest producers of cider. But unfortunately, the destruction caused to orchards by fighting in World War II and a withdrawal of government support for traditional producers in 1956 led to a significant drop in the amount of cider consumption in France. Another major market for this fruity beverage is the United States, with colonists taking the drink across the Atlantic from the West Country in the 17th century. John Adams, the second president of the USA, apparently drank a tankard of cider for breakfast every day, believing it was good for his health. The craft beer explosion, which widely increased the number of independent brewers on the market, has had a similar effect on the choice of ciders. There's arguably never been a better time to get into drinking it. But if you're a beginner and you're wondering where to start, then we've got a few must-try specialities. Among the standout contenders to have emerged in recent years are At the Hop, a 5.5% cider made in Hertfordshire by award-winning producer Tom Oliver, and this year's standout drink, Hallett's, a traditionally made drop from Newport in Wales, which won Radio 4's 2016 Best Drinks Producer in the UK award. But if you're looking for something available in Poland, the best place to look is the soon-to-be-gone British retailer Marks & Spencer. With varieties from some of Britain's best producers, such as the oak-matured vintage cider from Sheppey's Cider Farm in Somerset, there really is no better place to try. Somerset in the West Country really is a world apart, with cider drinking being almost a religion in the region. According to legend, local farm workers used to drink as much as 3 gallons, about 11 litres, during a hard day of work in the field. They were often even paid purely in cider, which may explain their enthusiastic consumption.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la segunda tarea.